Welcome to The Truth Seeker's Guide, an uplifting podcast that explores the pursuit of truth through various disciplines such as history, spirituality, religion, philosophy, inner work, and science. What's going on, Truth Seekers? This is your guide, Felipe. Now, we've been speaking about spiritual warfare. And in reality, it's the unseen war. The unseen war, and basically is understanding that what's unseen controls what is seen, and that there is a war that we don't see that controls even the physical realm and the spiritual realm. This war, of course, the battleground for this war, as we said, is in the mind. Now, we're going to jump right in with this verse from Holy Scripture that says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil." And I thought that was a good verse because it actually explains the resistance, the darkness of the world, let's say. And these schemes, these misdirections, these distractions that we're receiving from the resistance, from the darkness, from the world, these are schemes. These are tricks. They're not easily recognized, or you think you're doing good, you think this is right, but you could be completely wrong. So for example, the biggest example we use is that I've been speaking about is like if someone is coming and they're upset with something that you did, and they come at you in a certain way, and they come at you in an aggressive, violent way, screaming and yelling and getting upset, right? The first reaction we have as human beings is that we want to defend ourselves. And so what we see physically in this physical world, this physical realm, we see the person physically angry, ugly face, yelling, right? We see these things, we hear these things, and we automatically respond to it like in a way we have to defend ourselves, or at least the general public. And what we don't see, of course, is that this person, of course, has either had a misunderstanding, maybe got the wrong information, maybe they've been having problems at home, maybe they lost their job. Whatever the case may be, they obviously are going through something and they are already in a dark place. Because if we are not able to control our mind and our emotions, we haven't understood yet. We haven't gotten to that place yet. So when people are acting this way, it's through ignorance. Now, I'm not saying we can't get angry. Of course, even Holy Scripture says not to easily get angry, because we're all going to get angry. And it's going to happen, you know, and that's okay. But the issue is that we need to realize that we can't stay angry, and we have to see what is actually going on the other side, what's going on in the battlefield in your mind. And what's going on in your mind is that you're actually thinking negatively. You have rage, you have anger, you have frustrations. And these are all low vibrational frequencies. These are all dark thoughts. And what happens is they not only contaminate the person that you're yelling or being violent to or aggressive or whatever the case may be, but they affect you inwardly on a deeper level. And then, of course, it also causes things that come back, like, and you hear in quantum mechanics, like attracts like. So you, what you give out will go back around. How? Of course, this person talks negatively of you because of the way you responded and acted. Even if you were completely right, doesn't matter. You're not, you know, you respond in an ugly way as well. Even if they did it as well, they'll speak negatively to someone else. That other person speaks to another person. So it gets back around somehow in your life, and it becomes a curse, something that people speak negatively of, or want, wish harm on. And this becomes something that you're cursing not only the outside world and yourself from that point of view, but from the inside. Even on a cellular level, you're causing, through neuroscience, we know that these negative thoughts cause toxicity to the brain. So we have to know that this is causing damage in our life. And if we look at it from a vibrational frequency point of view, we realize that positivity and things that are good, things that are the heavenly thoughts, the high vibrational thoughts of love, of giving, of peace and joy, all these great things that we think of, all these great things that we want to think of. And if we do that, our body will vibrate at high vibrational frequency. Our spirits would be high. We would be full of the Holy Spirit. And the way it works is the way Yeshua tells us. If we renew our mind and the spirit and change our thoughts, and we can live in this vibrational frequency, this kingdom of God, where we have joy and peace. And vibrational frequency, a body vibrates anywhere from 60 to 100 hertz. That's a healthy body. A dead body vibrates at 10 hertz. So clearly, anything that's disease or sickness or close to death or unhealthy would vibrate at a low vibrational frequency. Anything healthy will vibrate at a high vibrational frequency. So for example, if you vibrate at 42 hertz, below the average of 60 to 100 hertz, at 42 hertz, you're more subject to a flu or to a sickness like that. If your body starts to vibrate at 42 hertz, something is off in your body, in your equilibrium, you're vibrating at low vibrational frequency, and now you're more subject to things like cancer or terminal diseases. So Christ had it correct. And now I could understand why we have to turn the other cheek. If someone is vibrating at a low vibrational frequency and they're in darkness because they're suffering and they're in ignorance, and I'm vibrating at a high vibrational frequency and I'm in peace and joy with the Holy Spirit, if I allow myself to get consumed by my anger and by my response to defend myself, not only am I just trying to fight darkness with darkness, but I'm going to put myself at a low vibrational frequency, and everything this person was going through, I'm going to now be going through, and it's going to cause curses in my world and problems inside of me, including even sicknesses and different things that it could bring. You know, it's been said that if you commit adultery, you're subject to judgment. But I tell you that if you think lustful thoughts in your mind, you're already subject to judgment, because he understood the power of that. You know, we don't just wake up one day and say, we're going to commit adultery. We have to start, we mostly start when we start planting seeds of lustful thoughts and lustful images and lustful things we think about and fantasize that brings us to this adultery. Same thing happens with when he says, I know it's been said, do not murder. But I tell you, if you're angry with your brother, you are subject to judgment. We don't wake up one day and say, we're just going to murder someone. It starts when we start having anger with someone and start feeding that anger and start feeding that hate and that, and all of this that builds to murder. So he's trying to make us understand that the only way to really truly live this abundant life is to not just do things externally, but worry about doing things internally the right way, because then all the external things will take care of themselves. This is the whole reason Christ came down. This is a whole New Testament. It's all about spiritual warfare. We have two more episodes for this series, Warfare. Next week, we're going to talk about the armor of God. So if you like the episode, please like and share it. Leave a rating and a comment. Everything is appreciated, all the feedback. Really appreciate everyone listening. Remember, you can make it heaven, you can make it hell. It's all perspective. The choice is yours.